The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was standing one day by the lake of Gennesaret, when the crowd pressing round him, listening to the word of God. When he caught sight of two boats close to the bank, the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, it was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and pay out your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing, but if you say so, I will pay out the nets." And when they had done this, they netted such a huge number of fish that their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their companions in the other boats to come and help them. When these came, they filled the two boats to sinking point. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were completely overcome by the catch they had made. So also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. But Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on it is men you will catch." Then, bringing their boats back to land, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes we can end up needlessly paralyzing ourselves. I don't mean physically, but mentally, emotionally, and particularly spiritually. We may be so burdened by our own sense of unworthiness, ineptitude, inadequacy, guilt, shame, sinfulness, that we get stuck there and can't seem to move beyond it. It may even be the reason why we don't think the path of holiness can possibly be for us, or why we may be inclined to decline getting involved in certain activities or ministries in the church, because we just don't feel worthy enough, perhaps. We're just not good enough, perhaps. Well, as far as the Lord is concerned, that attitude, or to use a more trendy word today, mindset, is a burden he is only too willing to lift from our shoulders. For we can never merit God's grace, nor can we be ever worthy in the eyes of God. The fact is, he takes us as we are, warts and all. So there is no need to be afraid or fearful. All he asks is for our willingness to cooperate with his plan. If you need more convincing about that, let's consider what the word of the Lord has to tell us about all this. In the first reading, we find Isaiah in the temple. While there, he has a remarkable vision of God. Isaiah is overwhelmed by it and overcome by his sense of sin and unworthiness to be granted such a vision of the divine majesty. But what do we find? God doesn't berate or lecture him about this. Instead, God lifts his burden of sin and unworthiness, weighing down Isaiah. What this does, in effect, is to free Isaiah from his paralyzing sense of spiritual inadequacy. This then frees him to respond generously to God's call to be his messenger, his prophet, as Isaiah spontaneously answers, "Here I am, send me." Let's now consider Jesus' encounter with Peter. Peter agrees to do what Jesus asked him, that is, to set out into deep water and cast his net there in broad daylight. We get a sense that Peter, an experienced and seasoned fisherman, thought this would be a complete waste of time, for under normal circumstances, you are least likely to catch fish at this time of day. Night is the best time. But Peter does as the Lord tells him. And we know the outcome, a huge catch of fish. A bit like Isaiah, Peter is overwhelmed by this miracle and is overcome by his sense of sinfulness in the presence of the Lord. He asks the Lord to leave him, but Jesus notes his response. He ignores it. He does not lecture or berate Peter, and so implicitly forgives him. All what Jesus wants is for Peter to accept the mission he gives him, to be his follower and work with Christ to bring others into his fold. And Peter, freed from his paralyzing burden of sin and unworthiness, is now able to freely choose to follow him. And he does. The teaching of the fathers of the Second Vatican Council made clear that holiness is the universal call which applies to all members of Christ's church. That's you and me. All of us, the universal church. It's God's call. Living a holy life means that we try to cultivate a heart of mercy, of kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and charity, as well as the other virtues. To be holy is our primary mission, and the rest will flow from that. To be holy is not floating around on some cloud with hands clasped and uttering sighs to heaven. No, rather it is grounded in the nitty-grittiness and messiness of everyday life, with all its ups and downs, joys and sorrows, laughter and tears, while keeping faith in the goodness of God, who is in the midst of it all. Holiness also means that when the going gets tough, really tough, we still try, with God's help, to keep the door of our hearts open.